The history of Southern cooking is wrapped up in the history of slavery. Okra, the ingredient in that coffee you're drinking, it's a big part of that history. Harris says it's a vegetable that actually made its way to the U.S. from Africa during the slave trade. Was it the slaves who brought it over, do you know? Or was it the people?
Slaves didn't get a chance to pack. Let's start there. Because if you had a chance to pack, you'd get the heck out of Dodge.
Nowadays, okra and gumbo are inextricably linked with Southern cooking. But it all started with the enslaved cooks preparing food for their white captors. And it wasn't just okra that came into Southern cooking this way.
The enslaved cooks left all sorts of techniques behind. Frying in deep oil, one of those techniques that is really